Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Heaven coming. For Christians, this world is not our home, and heaven is coming. Here are three important thoughts about heaven. It is where God is, so that is where we want to be. There will be no more death or dying there, and we will finally enjoy peace and rest from all the cares and concerns of this world. God dwells in heaven. Deuteronomy 26. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Matthew 6. Jesus instructed the disciples to pray this way, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mark 16. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. There'll be no more dying there. Isaiah 25. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Our future is where God is. Psalm 16. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah 60. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 64. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Jesus Christ told his disciples in John 14, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Heavenly Father, please bring rest to the souls of your children. Calm the storms of life and bless them with your rest today as we look forward to eternity with you in heaven.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.